My guest at this time is terrorism expert Brigitte Gabriel. She is the president of ActForAmerica.org and the author of They Must Be Stopped. We've asked her to offer her insights into Monday's suicide bombing outside a pop concert in Manchester, England, where thousands of children and young adults were gathered. 22 people, at least, have been killed, scores more injured. And Brigitte, thanks very much for being with us today.
Sure. Delighted to be with you.
Well, let's start with some of the comments from the British Prime Minister, Theresa May. Here's part of what she said in her statement condemning the attacks on Tuesday morning.
We now know that a single terrorist detonated his improvised explosive device near one of the exits of the venue, deliberately choosing the time and place to cause maximum carnage and to kill and injure indiscriminately. We struggle to comprehend the warped and twisted mind that sees a room packed with young children not as a scene to cherish, but as an opportunity for carnage.
Let me have you answer her question there, Brigitte. Why would anyone, even an Islamic radical, target a place where they know so many kids would be?
This is the difference between a culture of life and a culture of death. The reason why this Islamic radical would target such a location is because they look at things differently than we do. We see young girls, young children celebrating life, enjoying a good evening, listening to a concert. He sees a skanky young, what they call a bad word, and you understand what I mean, somebody dancing on the stage with a bunch of wannabe, will be as they grow up, women that will follow just like her and become just like her, who are of no value. And therefore, he saw no value in their life, and that's why he killed them. See, they think differently than we do.
Brigitte, we know ISIS claims responsibility, and the bomber has been identified as the son of Libyan refugees. One other arrest, I believe, has been made. So there's still a lot we don't know specifically in this case. But what can you glean from the evidence we do have, and what are the most important questions still out there?
Well, what we are seeing right now is we are seeing that these refugees who are coming into our Western countries are not really assimilating. Even though we give them homes, we give them jobs, we give them money, we welcome them with open arms, whether it's in America or in Europe, what we are seeing is these radicals are not grateful. A radical like this person, even though he was taken in, he was given refuge, given money, given support by the tax dollars of the parents of these same girl that he blew up, that he killed. Yet he saw value in the afterlife according to his ideology and what he is promised on the other side than what a country like England can offer him. And this is something that we in America need to pay attention to, and this is why President Trump, in his wisdom, saw fit that we actually vet who's coming into the country. Because at this point, it's not a matter of how they look like. Do they look like terrorists? It's a matter of what is their background? Because you see a lot of terrorists right now coming from Europe or have been converted into radical Islam or Chechenian, for example, or Russian Islamic radicals who don't look at all like Islamic Middle Easterns. They have blondes, blue eyes. They can carry terrorist attacks. And we have to change with the climate that is changing around us. The terrorists around us are becoming so sophisticated, and we need to follow in their footsteps and be a step forward in our analysis as to anticipating what they are going to do next. And that's why President Trump implementing or asking to implement an executive order where we can put a travel pause on people coming from certain countries until we can put the proper vetting process in place to make sure that we ensure the safety of the American public is so important, especially now after what we're watching, what's happened in England.
We're talking with Brigitte Gabriel. She is the president of ActForAmerica.org and the author of They Must Be Stopped. And Brigitte, we had one clip at the beginning of our conversation from the British Prime Minister, Theresa May. Throughout the course of her comments, she condemned the attack and she praised the first responders and the people of Manchester. But she never really talked about the larger issue of radical Islam. In fact, she was sure to point out that it was the work of one person, the chief constable in Greater Manchester, spent time today discussing the need to cherish diversity in the city. His name is Ian Hopkins, and here's what he had to say.
However, more than ever, it is vital that our diverse communities that make Greater Manchester such a strong place actually stand together and support each other, as we will be doing in the vigil at 6 p.m. this evening. We will therefore not tolerate hate towards any parts of our community, and should communities be suffering from hate incidents or crime, then I would please urge them to report it to us.
So, Brigitte, are they wise to be focusing on unity now and trying to keep all different groups engaged, or are they whistling past the graveyard?
They are whistling past the graveyard. I mean, you know, we are tired of being lectured about, oh, this is not a time for hate. Who's hating anybody? If there is any hate directed towards anybody, it's from that Islamic radical and the Islamic radicals that support him, that harbor him, that finance him, that encourage him to go out and kill innocent, young, beautiful girls enjoying a beautiful evening, celebrating life and enjoying music. We are tired in the West about leaders, politically correct leaders, lecturing us about we all need to come together in diversity and unity. We are already diverse. We are already unified as people who love freedom. We come together as Muslims, Christians, Jews, Hindus, Buddhists, and everybody who love our freedom and condemn the terrorist attacks conducted in the name of Islamic terrorism. It is Islamic terrorism. It is not Buddhist terrorism, Mennonite terrorism, Maronite terrorism, any other terrorism other than Islamic terrorism. And if Europe is going to continue going down the path of speaking nonsense and empty words and feeling sorrow and seeing the British flag reflected on the Eiffel Tower and everybody's Facebook and, oh, we stand with England, we stand with Manchester, that doesn't change anything. It's about time they come up with solutions on how they're going to control the problem. Otherwise, they're going to end up getting exactly the same thing over and over and over. It's not going to end until the Europeans and Westerners come together and resolve into winning this war against radical Islamic terrorism and call it by name.
And what are those solutions? What should Theresa May be saying? And more importantly, what should she and the British be doing? And any country that deals with this, which are, unfortunately, are most Western nations.
Well, first of all, start monitoring the mosques. A person cannot live in a vacuum. A person like this who is very devout is a part of a community, is a part of a community that harbors and preaches this type of violence and inciting to violence. And when you attend mosques in Europe on any given Friday, they are talking about killing the infidels, going on jihad. I mean, it has already been documented of how radical Islamic mosques are, especially in Europe, not only around the world, but in particular in Europe. We know of many imams in Europe who have been convicted, tried, exiled, thrown in prison because of their preaching of hatred in their mosques. That's number one. Number two, start working with the community of social media, the companies that own social media, where they can immediately crack down on all these people that are posting these things on their website or tracking them saying something suspicious on Twitter. People like this, again, do not live in a vacuum. And to think that the authorities were already monitoring him, he was already on their radar. There was no reason for this person to be able to carry on his attack the way he did. So the lesson for us is where there is smoke, there is fire. If there is anybody being monitored by the FBI, by the CIA, by the intelligence community, whether here or any other country in the world, if somebody is in your radar, do something before it's too late.
Brigitte, real quick, what can folks find at actforamerica.org?
People can join us. Go to actforamerica.org and join us as a member. Become involved. Become an activist. We are the largest national security grassroots organization in the United States, and we need you involved now more than ever. Act for America is having nationwide rallies on June 10th, the March Against Sharia and March for Human Rights. We already have rallies scheduled in 24 cities in 20 states. For more information, we encourage people to go to our website, actforamerica.org, and get involved.
Actforamerica.org is the site. Brigitte, as always, thanks very much for your time.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Brigitte Gabrielle, president of actforamerica.org, author of They Must Be Stopped. I'm Greg Corumbus, reporting for Radio America.